for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Parfitt, chipping ball over the top. Cats win by 7 points, Kingy. They had 1,000 on that. That's an outstanding win by Geelong. Well done. Who said they wouldn't win with four debutants? Enjoy the song, Cats.
The greatest team of all. We are Geelong. We're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Season 2019, Geelong start the new year in the best possible fashion. They have a tough run to open things up, and they needed to bank 4 points early, and they have done that. 10-12-72, Collingwood 9-11-65, and Geelong, you can celebrate tonight.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball.
So the Cats and the Magpies come together in the middle of the MCG, but that is a seriously important win for the Geelong Football Club, Darren Buick and Lee Brown. One only, as I said, has to look at the opening 6 weeks of the season and see how tough it is to know how important that is.
Yeah, considering that their first six rounds is a good one to get over the line first up against a very good outfit in Collingwood. They did a lot of things right towards the end.
Here's Gary Abbott. Sorry, Torrance talking to Cameron Link.
Down there and just hoping to get the win tonight.
A tense finish to that one. You even pushed yourself in the middle for a little bit as well. Must have been amazing the way the group stuck strong right there at the end.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, they're the games you want to win. In front of a big crowd at the MCG. Collingwood a very good side. And, you know, we didn't make the most of our opportunities early. But we kept ourselves in the game, and it's good to finish the last quarter off like that.
And six blokes playing their first game in the blue and white hoops, pretty special for them.
So special, and I thought all those boys played their role tonight. They were very composed. That's all we expected from them, and they'll be singing the song nice and loud.
Which one should I go and grab out of the debutants, the four blokes?
Who speaks the best? I reckon I would get... don't go Jordan Clark. He's a bit shy. Get Grind Myers. You'll get a bit of fun.
Grind Myers. All right, Gats. I'm going to go and grab him right now.
There's well Gary Abbott with Cameron Ling, and he's going to have a chat to Grind Myers shortly. Fantastic result for the Cats, as I said. Sorry, back to you, Boris, just to expand on what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, considering their draw, that's a really handy 4 points to get straight up. They didn't do a lot of things. Or they hung in there well early. Collingwood could have put them away, but... to their credit, they did hang in there, and they persisted with what they thought was going to work for them, and in the end it did. They showed some real character.
Here's Grind Myers with Cameron Ling.
I wouldn't think so. Wouldn't I think so?
You said you were the best speaker.
No, definitely not.
How special is that? Grovey boy, local boy, played at the Geelong Falcons, now in front of this huge crowd to win that one.
Oh, it's an absolute dream. Like, you could not... write that any better for us. Like, four debutants, me and Chooker in the same draft here, playing VFL all year, and all that, 80,000, it's bloody awesome.
And what about the pace of the game? You've got the pace, but it looked pretty electric there, especially at the end.
Oh, yeah, trying to keep up with some of those switches and those contests is pretty manic, but to get that win is pretty incredible.
Oh, great job, mate. Go and enjoy it.
Grind Myers speaking with Cameron Ling there as the coach and the captain embrace out in the middle. It was a calculated risk to win, four debutants plus two new players to the club in the first game, and it's paid off in spades for the Cats as Tom Hawkins, I believe, is speaking with Cameron Ling. I think we might be able to tap into that if David Collins has the where for all to be able to do that.
Really special week, not only for on that front, but you know, to play with six guys that represent Geelong for the first time. I know you know what it's like, but it's a really proud moment for a footy club and for a teammate. It's awesome to see. So that's a super win for us tonight. What do we win by? A kick and tight game all day, but sensational, mate. Friday night's great way to start the year. They don't get any better.
And all the young boys look good too. Tommy Atkins, I thought, was outstanding.
Oh, he has, mate. To be fair, their pre-season form's been so consistent. That's why they've been picked. So that's all we want from them each week. We don't need to kick big bags. We just want them to chase, tackle, harass and provide forward pressure, which they did outstandingly tonight.
Well, you enjoy this win and then get home and go and help out with Emma. Well done, mate.
Tell you what, Kingy, it's only a little thing, but rarely do I see Chris Scott this animated and this embracing of all these players. Now, I know he's been criticised in the past for maybe not gelling with the entire group. Well, the importance of that win was clearly evident to me. I had my binoculars on him. He got around to every player. I don't think it's just for show. He was genuinely excited with that magnificent win, Boris, and he was out there and he embraced all these players. Round one, a big pre-season, get a win against the Maggies. It meant a lot.
Well, it certainly did. It's probably coming in here hoping that they'd get 4 points, but I think he'd be very proud of the fact that, you know, we've spoken about the six debutants and they actually contributed to the win and they didn't have too many passengers tonight. And I think more so their persistence and the character they showed to hang into the game and then be able to execute at the end and win the game is a big fill-up for them for the rest of the year.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. We've got a great competition, thanks to City to Surf Solar, that we'll tell you more about as the season rolls on. But if you do call us, you go into the draw to win some gear from City to Surf Solar as the Cats make their way off the MCG and they'll be joining Lauren Wood very, very shortly down in the Cats rooms. And Tony Spence from Prestige Jayco is over in LA visiting his sons who are tied up with baseball and he's listening online. So, Tony, great to hear.
I hope you enjoyed
it. Listening to the call and thanks to Prestige Jayco for jumping on board K-Rock Football. Lauren, come on in down in the rooms. Players are not too far from making your acquaintance.
Yeah, they certainly are, Kingy, making their way down the race now. Family and friends only just trickling in, of course, wanting to stay in their seats as long as possible, of course, being so close at the end there. But, yeah, some very, very relieved faces here in the Geelong rooms, of course, just getting over the line. And doesn't it just set them up beautifully? Obviously, weren't favourites as the team just make their way in. And yeah, as you can hear, they're very, very raucous. It's the debutants that are leading them in. The debutants plus Luke Dalhouse, who didn't he look right at home in the hoops. Of course, the local boy as they're just making their way into the circle now. I'm going to steer clear tonight, having been drenched in the blue Gatorade last night. I don't think it needs to be two nights in a row.
The Cats don't Gatorade, actually, Lauren.
Oh, no, they don't. I'm safe.
You are
here it is.
Safe as a church.
Get in amongst the
others. Been sung with some sort of gusto, not only by the six debutants, but the 16 players who have ringed them inside the rooms. Loz, we'll come back down to you and see how you're positioned to have a chat with one of the victorious Cats. We hope to have a chat with a couple of them to celebrate what has been an absolutely outstanding win down in the Geelong rooms. Loz, come on in if we are in a position to have a chat with somebody yet.
I am. I've gotten out of the raucous chaos that is that song. They are incredibly pleased. Just give us a little moment. We're going to be chatting with Gary Rowan very, very shortly, of course, the former Swan, and then Tommy Atkins too, the debutant.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. Good job downstairs by Lauren Wood. Fifth quarter, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes as they've gone nuts on the KFC Twitter.
KFC Twitter has got absolute
meltdown.
Steam coming
out. Is Boxhead still with
us? It's Michael Holding from the Paddington end, just bowling pace. If you ever ask a West Indian what he bowled, you know what he says? Pace.
Peace, man.
Peace,
man.
Well, it is showing pace off the KFC Twitter. I'll give you the tip. Cat fans are absolutely... There'll be plenty of stuff going on
tonight.
Macclesfield
in Cheshire. Give me that one. That's where I played cricket. One of my mates.
Zones ended tonight.
Sean Boyle. Listening to Macclesfield in Cheshire.
The overall theme is obviously very happy, but very happy with the kids and the team effort.
I like this one. Michael O'Sullivan, 5:30 and I feel like a beer. Great win.
Crack one open, Mick. Knock the top off one.
And they're going to go into a meeting, we understand, and then we'll be speaking with Gary Rowan and Tommy Atkins. And so what we might do is line up your calls, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Want to hear from you. And we'll look forward to the thoughts of the Cat faithful here this evening. We'll be back shortly. Geelong in an absolute cracker by 7 points here at the MCG. And live, breathe, Carrick footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with the K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
In 3, 2, and an absolute thriller at the MCG, and Geelong have started season 2019 in the best possible fashion, getting over the top of Collingwood, last year's runner-up, by 7 points. The Cats 10-12-72 to Collingwood 9-11-65. In the end, it was a goal to new dad Tom Hawkins, father for a second time, his 500th goal, giving the Cats the lead at the 22-minute mark, and they were able to hang on and get over the top of Collingwood. So Geelong winners in round one of the 2019 AFL season. For Bay 93.9, from the MCG, I'm Tom King.
Not AU, no ball.
Filthy stains on the carpet. Icky, grotty grout. Imagine if you could have them gone with one phone call.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
With Steamatic's state-of-the-art equipment, you can have your carpets, rugs and wet areas looking like new. Commercial, residential, if you just can't stand those stains anymore, Steamatic will help you get your sanity back. Steamatic, a standout job every time.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Back at the MCG is our fifth quarter, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, continues a 7-point win for Geelong over Collingwood. We'll go to the Cats room shortly and have a chat with Gary Rowan and Tom Atkins, a couple of new boys in the hoops. Ben Cassinelli.
It's off the coast, eh? Twitter King. Sean Boyle is listening to K-Rock Football from Macclesfield, Cheshire, England. Great first up win for the Geelong Cats. Nervy towards the end, but stayed strong and got it done. So,
Sean, get down the flower pot in Macclesfield and have about 10 pints, mate, and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Good fun. AFL fantasy football, Ben, you've been keeping a tab on some of those tonight. We'll let you get to that at some stage. You're just tracking through those. Got the fingers firing.
Little wombat,
I am
the
tracking, Kingy. The leader on the ground was Adam Chalorid, up with 125 fantasy points for the Cats. Kelly led the way with 108. They had four players over 100. Kelly, 108. Dangerfield, 103. Tom Stewart scored 102. Joel Selwood, 100. And I mentioned Chalor, 125. Next best for the Pies was Beams, who snuck up to 90. And Pendlebury 90, Phillips 88. So, as usual, all the midfielders, bar Tommy Stewart, getting the votes in the fantasy football. Anything that's got fantasy in it sounds all right.
AFL football fantasy, powered by Telstra, of course. We're talking about the Cats. Tough start to the season. Collingwood now have Richmond and West Coast over the next 2 weeks, both here at the MCG. But they're not gimmies.
No, they're not. There's no gimmies in the AFL. The game you think that you're going to win is the game you lose.
Yep.
So Geelong will probably go in heavy favourites next week, and wants to say that Melbourne don't knock them over.
Got the Demons at GMHBA Stadium, followed by Adelaide at Adelaide Oval, but it's just nice to have that 4 points booked, banked. But the other big thing for the Cats is the confidence that Atkins, Constable, Clark, Myers get out of playing in front of 78,000 people and playing in a win.
Yeah, and they all played their role.
Yeah,
they were exciting.
Yep.
They put some good pressure on up in the front half of the ground. They turned the ball over. They helped their teammates set up behind the ball, a good defensive structure, which allowed those repeat entries, particularly in that third quarter, which got them back into the game. So they'd be really pleased with those young guys, and also the addition of Dale House and Gary Rowan, who were important throughout the night as well.
Just Ben?
You're on, Darren.
Thanks very much, mate. Just for Geelong Insurance Brokers, Kingy, we matched up Dale House and Elliot. At halftime, I would have thought Elliot would have had it better, but I thought Dale House's second half was enormous. His stats in the second half would have far outweighed Elliot, but his involvement through pressure and then kicking a goal, I think in the end, would have put him in front.
Yeah, he ended up with 24 possessions, Dale House. Three leading tacklers for the Cats were Dale House with six. Brandon Parfitt laid six tackles. The next best two was Tom Atkins with five. So those sort of small forwards. Myers had three. So those four players playing that half-forward sort of role combined for nearly 20 tackles for the game. Elliot hardly touched the ball. in the second half. But no doubt he'll be better for the run, Elliot. He'll be finding his feet, probably really looking to build into the season, and by the second half hitting his straps. But it was a really good effort from the Cats. They got something from everybody and did the job. And, you know, the new players, Constable, I thought, new favourite player. Chuck, 21 possessions, 18 of those hit the target. Just a clearance machine is Charlie Constable.
And he doesn't fumble, Ben.
He does not fumble.
Clean head.
He's clean.
Pretty clean.
5-2-2-3-2-95-5. Cat fans who are here at the MCG, maybe getting in the car and revelling in the K-Rock post-match, please feel free to give us a call. Happy to hear from you at any time. 5-2-2-3-2-95-5. And we're also hoping to get inside the Cats rooms as well.
Yeah, we're
Wood
close.
Is downstairs. Close. I think we can go down to Lauren right now. She's one with one of the victorious Cats.
I certainly am, Kingy. I'm here with a very, very happy Gary Rowan. They've just come straight out of the meeting. But, Gary, you made it nervous, but what a way to start the year.
Yeah, no, it was a great start. I was a big pre-season leading up to this this game, so we knew they were going to come out firing. Obviously, want to get over from last year, the grand final, so we knew they were going to come out hard. And but, yeah, we backed our pressure against theirs and got over the top.
You looked right at home yourself.
Yeah, no, it was all right. The crowd were calling me Lingy, so I think they got a bit mixed up with the 45 and 23, but, I really enjoyed it out there. And, since I've come down to the club, the boys have made it real enjoyable, and, yeah, I'm loving it.
Gary, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy, or should that be Chucky? Tom King up in the K-Rock box with Darren Berry, Lee Brown, Darren Buick and Ben Castanelia. Just looking at the vision we got from that song, what it meant to you and Luke Dullhouse starting new football lives, it looked like it meant quite a lot.
Yeah, it made a lot. The club's gave us a second chance of our careers, and, we're both loving it down here at Geelong, and, good way to start our careers at the Geelong Cats. And looking forward to obviously next week against Melbourne. It's going to be another cracker game. Obviously it was a close game last year, so dust this off and get back into Melbourne.
How are you settling in to Geelong? I know you're a Cobden boy, but it's a bit closer to home, and obviously with everything that's gone on with your family over the last 12 months, I think you're based in Ocean Grove. Is that, I suppose, security of knowing that family's very close made it easier to adjust, and I suppose giving you a bit more comfort in the way you've approached your footy as well?
Oh yeah, totally. We're loving having our family close by, living out in Ocean Grove, so I can come into town, do what I need to do and switch off when I get out there. So setting down well, and obviously the family support and familiar faces around helps it that 10 times better.
Gary, Darren Berry upstairs, congratulations, mate. First game for the Cats, win, fantastic. Straight behind closed doors, can you just give us a little snapshot on sort of the vibe? Was it the coaches, just Chris Scott? Did the senior players speak? Just for our listeners, what was the theme there?
Yeah, no, it was Chris Scott having a chat, and then also the skipper had a bit of a voice. It was just it was a good win. We've still got plenty to work on, and which is exciting. And enjoy it. But obviously still got a lot of work to do.
And I was just going to say, Gaz, if you can, I mean, after the game finished, the captain drew everyone in together. I know you're getting the footies to take out to the fans, but seemed like he was quite animated there. What can you give us a bit of a flavour of what the captain said in the middle of the G after that close win?
Yeah, he just said obviously it's an enjoyable club, so we come here, enjoy our footy, and get the job done. And that's what we did, kicking goals, doing all the team things. We get around each other, get that buzz up, get that that energy going. That's what we did tonight, and come along with the win.
Gary, how are you feeling pre-game? Were you, as always, the expectation probably more from fans than anything else when one player crosses from one club to another? How are you feeling coming into tonight's game?
I was very nervous. Got here at 5 o'clock, so I was way early. Wasn't sure about the traffic from Ocean Grove, long way in. So I got in here a bit too early, but it was all right.
You're in that middle.
Very, very nervous. Obviously, you're running out, but it was all good when I got out there.
You found your feet, nearly took a couple of hangers.
Got the first couple of kicks of the game.
Who have you mated up with in terms of you're in that middle sort of age bracket? Who have you sort of mated up with at the club?
Probably Lukey Dullhouse. The Falcons boy, we played a lot together. So, Blue Oath here, and Tommy Stewart, a lot of the young boys. Try and still feel young, so try to get out with the younger boys a bit.
And who's the most annoying player you've got on the list?
Annoying?
Yeah.
JJ.
And can you give us any reasons why JJ's obviously Jermaine Jones?
Jones, yeah, just the biggest pest. horrible jokes. Prankster around the club, but he's a good kid.
Gary, well done on the win tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about playing with that new centre bounce structure, the 666? It allowed you to get a quick forward entry and hit the scoreboard and get yourself back in the game and build some momentum in that last quarter. But one, what does it do for the team? And two, your role with the ability to create some space and use your speed?
Yeah, so for me personally, I enjoy it, obviously. Yeah, six on six, yeah, it's you versus the opposition. And, yeah, for me, just getting the goal square and use my pace. Launch at everything, that was my role today. So, Scotty said it would give me a car if I took a hanger, so I was launching at everything.
Car? What sort of car? Was it a Datsun 129?
Nah, it was a Ford. Obviously, it kept the sponsors happy.
Ford, correct. Good boy.
Hopefully, it was a Ford Ranger. I would have been pretty happy with.
Well, Gary, Chucky, as you've been dubbed. For those who don't know the origins of the nickname, obviously, we can't have two Gazzes on the list, and the other bloke probably has cause to keep Gaz. Yeah. Chucky, where's it come from for the fans who might not know?
Yeah, so it was pretty hard to call the other Gaz something else. So, yeah, the boys got together in a four group and, yeah, the Chucky, the Rugrat, just something random, something redhead character, and they threw Chucky out. It was the way it is.
Fantastic. Oh, well done. Congratulations on the new nickname. Congratulations on a wonderful start to your second football life. We really look forward to seeing you in the hoops for a number of years to come. Well done tonight.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it.
Gary Rowan joining us on K-Rock Football tonight down in the Geelong Rooms. We're going to catch up with Tom Atkins very shortly. I believe we're going to hit the phones, 52232955. Not sure whether we've got any callers back there. Brian will confirm for me. And Catherine has joined us on the line.
Yeah, good evening. Good win tonight. I thought all the new players played well. Jordan Clark and Dalhouse, Myers and Constable and Atkins. They're all going to be good players for us. They pressure. And same as Gary Rowan, they're all going to be good players. I like the forward pressure that they played tonight.
Yeah, they were good, Kathy. That's probably what's been lacking. Well, they got those players to do exactly that. So it paid off for them tonight. Can they do it across the course of a season? Is the test that the proof will be in the pudding as the season unfolds. But tonight they out-tackled Collingwood 63-49. And I mentioned the fact that their three half-forwards were their leading tacklers. That probably hasn't happened too often in recent history at the Cats. It's usually been a midfielder that sort of led the tackle count. So, look, it certainly worked for them. And they seem to play with an intensity that we perhaps haven't seen at times. There was a real want to tackle. I'm led to believe that it's been a real focus, obviously a focus over the summer, to just maybe forget all the fancy stuff and just get back to having some intensity about the way you play the game. And the Cats did that tonight, I thought, really, for four quarters. And win or lose, I reckon if you were a Geelong supporter, you would have been proud of the effort. They've got the win, which is fantastic. But their effort, I thought, for four quarters against who are a quality team, I thought was one of the better efforts in recent times for the Cats.
Yep, absolutely. Fantastic result. Fantastic 4 points. Good call, Catherine. That forward pressure is, something we haven't seen from Geelong, and that's not disrespecting those who have come before the current forward group, but they couldn't provide what the group out there did tonight. It's not always going to work, but, gee, it's a step in the right direction.
It's just a shift in mindset as well.
Yeah,
and
you know,
the young fellas come in and they just want to hold their spot. And if they're told to tackle, they're just going to tackle all night and do their absolute best. The other thing is we spoke pre-game about the length of their training sessions through pre-season. It's probably held them in good stead. They finish off the game reasonably well. They look like they're running a little bit better than Collingwood. They were all pretty zonked out, but they were still running on a little bit better than Collingwood, as we're distracted by what's on the big screen, King.
Time to head back down into the rooms. I think Lauren Wood is with a very happy Tom Atkins.
Yeah, I certainly am, Kingy. You can't wipe the smile off his face at the moment. Tom, what a way to debut MCG Friday night and beating the grand finalists. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Nah, it doesn't. It's unbelievable, really. I can't really believe it's happened, and I'm just so happy for the team and the fact that we put everything into work during the week and we're able to perform on the big stage.
You've obviously done great things at VFL level, but how did you find the step up?
Yeah, the first 10 minutes I was knackered. It was so fast paced, and everyone's just wants to get off to a great start. So I was pretty knackered, and definitely the pace of the ball. It's a lot quicker, and certainly the margin for error. Like, there's no, you miss a kick by half a metre, then they just go back over your head. So,
Tommy, Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Chuck Berry, Benny Cass, Lee Brown and Darren Buick. In another parallel universe, you would have been running around in the VFL practice match at Olympic Park at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But, gee, I guessing you're very glad that you're not.
Oh, mate, so glad, so thankful for the, to the club and the recruiters. Like, you know, I can't put into words how grateful I am that they, you know, saw it in me to give me the chance, and then, you know, also to the coaches and that to choose me for round one. I'm just very grateful.
There's one thing to get the opportunity, which you got with pick 11 in the rookie draft, but then there's another thing to take that opportunity. What did you work so hard on over summer that basically said to the coaching staff, we have to pick this guy?
I'm not too sure. Probably the main one, I've said before, my endurance running and stuff like that. I think I was probably a bit chubby last year running around the VFL. I think 88 kilos is not ideal for a midfielder, so I've shed a bit of that weight, and you know, I feel a bit better running around out there. But you know, not one thing for sure. I'm just happy that they picked me. Not sure why.
Tommy, Darren Berry upstairs. I'm the non-Geelong person in this commentary box, sitting beside two St Joseph boys, and you're listed as St Joseph's. Can you just clarify for me and our listeners, did you attend school there or just play football at Joey's?
Nah, I didn't go to school at Joey's. I was just a footballer there, just from my juniors, and I've got a lot of mates there. So I went to Geelong College in Newtown and, yeah, just played in the APS there.
Tommy, you could have lied there and said you went to St Joey's because we would have actually...
We've adopted him already.
We would have actually taken him. Can I ask you, at what point during the pre-season did you sort of think, I mean, I know you would never think you're over the line, but what point during the summer did you think, you know, I'm half a chance of getting into this round one, or I'm building momentum into this and I'm feeling more comfortable with it?
Probably not even that long ago, to be honest. Maybe a couple of weeks ago when they picked me for the first JLT. You know, we trained in two teams at training, and I had been playing in that senior team, but there were still a few blokes to come back from injury, so I wasn't really sure if I was going to fit in. And, you know, thankfully I played both JLTs, and, yeah, from there was lucky enough to get called up.
You certainly played your part today. We mentioned just before you came on that you've had five tackles, Lukey Dalhouse has had six, Brandon Parfitt has six, and you three have led the team. It's probably been a long time since three of the sort of smaller half-forwards for the Cats have led the tackle count, and that's obviously something the club looked to address, and obviously fantastic that it's been rewarded so early in the season.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we want to pride ourselves on it this year for forward pressure. We want teams to sort of be under heat even when we're not there. We want them to feel like we're sort of up there, I'll say, bums. It's something we focused on all pre-season, and you know, it's great that the boys were able to do it. You know, when it counted.
Now tell us about your ticket situation for tonight's game. Obviously, Mum and Dad were here, and I believe you may have sort of got 30 or 40 of your 36. Mates in as well.
not quite that many, but I was very lucky that a lot of my mates decided to come up and have a look, and I had also my family, my two sisters and my mum and dad and my grandma and pa come along, and also my partner Laura. So, you know, I'm just happy that I was able to, you know, get the win and make them happy.
We're talking with cap number 1,081 for the Geelong Cats debutant Tom Atkins. Here is Darren Buick on Carol Footy.
Congratulations on your debut, Tom. Well done.
Thanks,
how many, I'm going to ask you a question. How many times have you come to watch the footy at the MCG?
Hard to say. Probably, yeah, a fair bit. I'm an MCC member, so me and the old man love coming up here. Probably not as much as I should have, but definitely once finals rolls around, try to get to most of them.
What's it like now you actually run out and people are watching you? What's the feel? Can you explain to the people in Geelong what that like?
Yeah, it's. I didn't know what to expect, because obviously I've been on the other side of the fence so many times, and it just feels like the whole stadium's about to close in on you. You know, they're so high, the top of the roof, and it just feels like you're standing at the bottom of a bowl, like a big cereal bowl, and everyone's sort of yelling and screaming at you. I think today, certainly there was 80% Collingwood supporters there. So that sort of obviously didn't help, but it's just an unbelievable experience.
Something you think you can get used to?
I don't reckon.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Was it easy to stay focused in those conditions then, given it was your first experience, Tom, with particularly the tightness of the game and the ebb and the flow of the game?
I wouldn't say it's easy. It's definitely something. It's definitely something that's hard, and you know, it's probably something I need to work on. You see the more experienced players do it so well, so. It's very intense, and a lot of things going on out there, so yeah, you just got to focus on your couple of little things that you've prepared before the game.
You've obviously, you know, been around the footy club a little bit, so these guys are not unfamiliar to you that you are playing with, but who have you sort of looked at over the last couple of years in terms of the way they might go about things and thought, that's where I need to get to, or that's who I'm trying to model parts of my game on to get to where I need to get to, which was the stage tonight?
Yeah, obviously, being around the club for a while, I haven't actually played a lot of games with Joel and Paddy and the likes, but I have been to a lot of training sessions over summer when they asked the VFL to fill in, so certainly those blokes. I think Joel, with his leadership and just the way he plays, he's so hard at it, and it's definitely something that I want to base my game on. So yeah, he's certainly someone I look to, even though I'm not necessarily a midfielder at the moment. But yeah, him and I suppose from a forward aspect, probably Lukey Dowell, he's sensational.
Tom, you one of six debutants, has been alluded to, but you can't help but admire the composure of Jordan Clark. He was the youngest of the debutants tonight, but just didn't seem out of place.
No, not at all. And I think it's been evident over the whole pre-season and both JLTs that he stays cool in those moments. So, you know, it's great to see him going well, and I think he'll be a very good player for the club.
Tommy, just time to get a pair of shorts that fit him. I think he had my shorts on out there tonight, uh-huh. Jordan Clark. They're just hanging off him. Yeah. Get the property steward to give him some tighter ones, can you?
Yeah, I'll let him know. I think he's already got extra smalls. He's just got such a small bum. Fry pan ass.
That's not a bad way to finish, actually.
Tommy, congratulations. Well done. It's a wonderful way to start your AFL career. It's probably started a bit later than fans of yours would have liked, and we've been following you closely here at K-Rock for a number of years, both at St Joseph's and also through the VFL. We're wrapped for you to get this opportunity and look forward to seeing you in action next Saturday night at GMHBA Stadium.
Awesome. Thanks, boys.
See you, Tom.
Tom Atkins joining us on K-Rock Football. Absolute pleasure to speak with a couple of first gamers for the Cats. Number 1,081, Tom Atkins, and Gary Rowan, number 1,086.
Chuck's more of a sort of a wok than a fry pan, ain't
A low deep wok. Fry pan ass, I like that. Write it down, Benny, when he gets the footy. Fry pan ass off half back.
And do you reckon, boys, do you reckon anyone's described the MCG as a cereal bowl?
Cereal bowl. We've got a Nutri-Grain in there. We've got some good stuff there from Tommy Atkins. Yeah, I like it.
A little bit more off the KFC Twitter, Benny. There's been a little bit of action. We're happy to take your calls. 52232.
Anything from Bucky? Bucky's not on tonight.
The Gov.
Just Dylan Ben 12. Just loves the forward line, the look of the forward line. Ant acid, heart in mouth stuff. Stanley stood up when we needed him, and the young fellas look great. Clark is unreal. Hopefully gave them an injection of belief we needed. Plenty of love, too, for Michael O'Sullivan. He's talking about Atkins, the man we just spoke to, and Arthur Hodgson also on the...
Taz!
Yes, they certainly gave us value for money and have done it for a long time, talking about the Cats. So,
tell you what, Kaz, while you're going through them, I've been Reece Stanley, and who am I to criticise? One of his biggest critics. I thought he was really good tonight, Brownie. And we talked about it, and Boxhead said I was a bit drunk, went a 50-50. I thought he got some really valuable centre clearances, and his work rate was good.
Yeah, he was important early and really important late. Some of those clearances and ability just to halve the contest in the air and give his midfielders an opportunity to win the ball were first class. So that's got to be the benchmark now. He's competed against one of the best. Now that's got to be what he sets himself to play like and perform like each week.
Just interestingly, the centre clearances, we talked about the 6-6 and potentially opening up scoring opportunities. There was the centre clearances went 11-10 in favour of Collingwood. Collingwood kicked 2-1 from those 11 clearances. Geelong kicked 1-2. From their 10 clearances, so only 3 goals sort of straight out of the centre, which I think
one of those was Parfitt late in the game.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the AFL theory was that it may open up scoring, and well, obviously not tonight, but potentially when you've got two of the better sides, the pressure is higher and pressure is more intense. So it'll be interesting to see as the season unfolds how that plays out.
And none of the big men tonight, Benny, could catch a cold, so that would play a part. Particularly through some of the JLT games, when those quick clearances have gone forward, it's been a mark and a set shot on goal.
Yeah,
see that tonight.
Even from the Cats' end, Radigalia actually didn't take a mark. Hawkins ended up taking 6. He was very quiet in the first half. So just 6 marks between Hawkins. And obviously Cox was dangerous early. He went completely out of the game after half time. I can tell you that Cox had one possession in the third quarter, and in the final quarter with the game on the line, Mason Cox had two possessions. So just three touches. I know it's not all about touches for Mason Cox, but he was the thorn in the side of the Cats, particularly in that second term, and just drifted completely out of the game after the main break.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Thanks to Gary and Gilda Watson, the team at Signature Homes, signaturehomes.net.au, for their support of K-Rock Football. We've got plenty to get through when we get back from the break. We've got our Hamlin Hanger of the evening. It wasn't a big night for high flies, but it was a couple of nice marks in there. Tommy Atkins grabbing the middle was fairly handy with the
one
mitt.
Yep.
Didn't ask him about that. Probably should have. It was a nice piece of play during that third quarter. Goal of the day as well. We've got our Steamatic standout. We'll wrap up our Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, but I suspect that maybe in the end Luke Dullhouse got the points over Jamie Elliott.
So onto the lights. Go off at the cereal bowl.
Yeah, they won't be too far away. They're just being powered down.
What's going to be in the cereal bowl, do you think, Jake? What would you describe yourself as? Just a Fruit Loop?
Yeah, probably a bit of Fruit Loop or Rice Bubble action, snack crapple and a lot of popping going
crapple.
On. Crapple and pop.
A lot of crapple.
You've got walk ass.
We've been talking a lot of crapple. 7 points.
Tripan ass. I like it.
The margin to the good of the Cats. A break. Back shortly. Live, breathe, Carol Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock!
Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast.
Go, go, go!
Geelong has received the amazing news. Tom has had his baby girl.
Mum and Bub's doing great. Carly absolutely smashed it. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Sarah Marie, are you tearing up right now? It took 10 seconds and you're crying already.
I was crying yesterday when he called.
Welcome to the world, India May Lewis. See the photo of Bub's now at K-Rock Geelong on Instagram.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Sarah Marie. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. If you're building a custom design home, we'd love to see if we're a good fit for each other.
Daniel, the architect, came in, and while we were talking about our lifestyle and where we are, where we're going to, he was able to sit there and do a concept sketch, and that really impressed us.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Coors Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Coors Hire, local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KoorsHire.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
How good are Warralili, our number one ticket holder? Of course, warralili.com.au. Warralili Grange, Mount Dunedin's best address, is now selling. And this game has been brought to you by Access of Warralili. Let life revolve around you. Fifth quarter, City to Surf Solar, Signature Homes. And we've got a little bit to get through. Thanks to
Cats
for providing us Gary Rowan and Tom Atkins.
Great to have them on, the two debutants for the Cats.
Yeah, wonderful to have them both joining us. Benny, you've been keeping an eye on some of the key numbers on our Coors Hire stat sheet, but also will give us the matchup for Geelong Insurance Brokers.
Yeah, just a quick synopsis. Can you like that
synopsis.
Word?
Synopsis.
Of the stats. Cats ended up with 14 more tackles, 69-43. I mentioned that earlier. Inside 50s, the Cats had 10 more, 58-48. They got right on top in the second half after being mauled in the second term in that stat. Turnovers, 81 Cats, 75 the Pies. Total possessions, Collingwood had six more, They also had seven more marks. The Pies, the clearances went 40-35 in favour of the Cats. Geelong also won the contested possession count. Nothing in the time of possession, 42 Cats, 41% to the Magpies. Individually, Tim Kelly, his first and last quarters were amazing. He ended up with 31 possessions. He only had 10 of those. He had 21 of those in the first and last quarters. He went 9 clearances, which was a game high, 12 contested possessions, which was an equal team high for the Cats. He also had 6 inside 50s and laid 4 tackles. His capacity to break away from stoppages was perhaps a difference maker in this game, even though he had a quiet in second and third quarters. Dangerfield 27, 16 effective. Looked dangerous when he went forward, missed a couple of opportunities, but was still handy. Stewart pretty solid across halfback. Well, they let himself down with a couple of uncharacteristic skill errors, but 26 touches. Selwood was good, 25 possessions, kick one, goal one. Really important one in the third term for Joel Selwood that just got the Cats going early in that third quarter. Delhouse was fantastic, 24 touches, 6 tackles. Ablett, 23, 2 goals, 1, 3 tackles, 4 inside 50s. Parford, 22 and 6 tackles. He was good. Constable, my new man, 21 possessions, 18 of those effective. He had 5 contested, kicked a goal, a great goal out of congestion.
Didn't fumble.
He doesn't fumble. 3 tackles. Duncan okay with 19. And at the other end, we spoke to Tommy Atkins, 9 possessions, 5 tackles, and he had 4 contested possessions and 2 marks. For the Pies, Treloar, massive ball winner, 34. Crisp, 26. Sidebottom, 26. Pendlebury, 24. Phillips, 24. Beams, in his first game back for the Magpies, 23 and a goal. And Chris Main, 22 possessions. Darcy Moore was 16, Maynard was 16, but the Cats got the job done in what was, it wasn't the greatest game in terms of standard, but it's ebb and flow, and the intensity and the pressure was around the footy was pretty strong all night, so some good signs. I mean, Collingwood were beaten, but certainly not disgraced. Some positives there for them, although in the wash-up you'd have to say it was an upset for the Cats.
Thank you for that, Benny. Kurzweil bringing us our stats in 2019, and Kurzweil, of course, Jared Kerr and the team 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. Just for that, Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, can you just let us know the final numbers for Dalhouse and Elliott?
So Dalhouse had 24, 6 tackles, 1 goal, 1. He had 8 contested. Elliott had a massive first half. He kicked 3 goals, and then maybe fitness told. He ended up with just the 8 possessions, 6 marks. Did take a nice mark, though, in the third term, and 2 contested possessions. So honours probably
Dalhouse,
with Dalhouse,
down.
But 3 goals to Elliott. 3 of his team's 9 goals. He's not
great
a bad
effort
when you've been out for so long.
Yep. Good result for both players. You would suspect both coaches would be happy with their output. And Geelong Insurance Brokers have been covering Geelong for 25 years with all types of general business and life insurance. Chris Scott is facing the media. We might take a little piece of that from
But I really saw it today. You know, I think I'm of the view that AFL footballers give their best every time they go out there, but there are degrees. And I thought it was, you know, towards right at the end of the spectrum in terms of the effort and the intensity we brought at the contest.
Taking ground, going forward more than you have in the past for either the conditions or because you're playing Collingwood or for whatever reason?
Not really. There were a few shifts within the game, but I'll leave it to you to sort of draw your conclusions as to how and why. But our players ahead of the ball, I thought, competed pretty well. And Collingwood pressure really well. You know, that 15-minute patch in the second quarter where the ball was sort of locked in their forward line was, I guess, in my bad dreams, the couple of nights before the game, that's how the game was sort of looking. So for us to get through that period was a credit to the way our players adjusted.
Was going slow and maintaining possession one of those specific focuses, Chris? At times it looked like you guys were really measured in terms of how you progressed the ball forward.
I thought there were times where both sides did that, but I'm a little confused because the first part was we were going forward more and the second part is we were chipping around a bit more. Can you guys get your heads together? Just difference of opinion?
No, not my opinion. We interviewed Gary Ablett on radio and he said there's real emphasis on going down the line against Collingwood and in these conditions.
Gaz, he's 35 and he's still giving stuff away. It's got to be better than that.
And Chris Judd on our radio coverage noticed you were just deliberately moving the ball quite slowly at times to maintain position.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I think the modern game, if you were to sum it up, is play the situation. And I thought Collingwood did that really well at times and made it difficult for us.
And obviously a lot of focus on your midfield last year, and we saw a new look set up. Selwood under the wing, Ablett as a forward, Kelly and Parfitt getting chances from the start. What did you make of the new look set up?
We thought that it's a no-brainer for us getting Brandon Parfitt into the midfield more. He's had some... He's one of a big group of players now that have debuted in round one for Geelong over the last 8 or 9 years. But then he had some injuries that really held him up. He would have been in our midfield irrespective of Ablett, Dangerfield and Selwood before now if not for those injuries. And you know, I think Joel Selwood, I don't want to expand too much in terms of his role because it's obviously something that we would like others to work out rather than give the game away. But he wants to win for the team. And if we played him in the back pocket, he'd do it. And they're the sort of captains that you love.
You talk about big moments.
Chris Scott there, thanks to Channel 7 for the feed of his media conference, or some of, from down in the rooms. We knocked over our stats for Kerr's Hire and our Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. Lauren Wood is back from the rooms, has been covering the boundary for us tonight for Petter's suspension. Laws, anything to report in terms of injuries?
No, nothing from the Cats room. Certainly didn't quite make it into Collingwood because it was far too enjoyable in the Geelong rooms. Of course, all the debutants getting around their families. The most emotional, you would have to say, was the Dalhouse crew. They were absolutely over the moon for Luke, particularly his mum and dad. It was a really emotional night for them.
And Mark and Laurie?
Yeah, had a bit of a chat to Luke afterwards, and he was pretty emotional too and said, you know, they've been through a lot and they've been through it all with me and I'm rapt to have them here. And geez, he was rapt to kick that goal, wasn't he? You guys were going absolutely off up here just as much as he was. So, no, nothing to report. Asava Radicalia was moving pretty freely, no ice on anything, despite, as Benny said, being wrapped up like a box jellyfish at one point down there. So, yeah, it looks like they've got through unscathed, which is only a good thing.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Thank you, Loz. Good to see you. Across the weekend, we won't see you.
No, I'm off to the ladies' game tomorrow. AFLW out at Princess Park. Carlton taking on Frio. So,
and of course, the Cats taking on Adelaide in Adelaide on Sunday.
Yeah, huge task for the girls. Having a chat to Simon Lloyd earlier after our interview, he said they're incredibly excited. He's heading over with a number of the Cats footy department. So they're certainly right behind them. They've got a hell of a task on their hands. Adelaide have been so formidable.
Thanks, Loz. Good work down there today. Really appreciate it. Lauren Wood riding the boundary for us. We've got our steamatic standout before we do our ham on hanger and mark of the day. Lee Brown and Darren Buick have conferred. And who is our steamatic standout for this evening?
Yeah, Kingy, we're going with Tim Kelly for his 31 possessions, his 9 clearances, 12 contested possessions, 6 inside 50s, 4 tackles. And we thought he was really important, as Benny mentioned earlier, in that first and last quarter when the game was on the line.
Wouldn't the Cats love Frio or West Coast to finish sort of bottom 4 or 5 this year, and all of a sudden Tim Kelly, this rate becomes a
very good player if he's going.
Hopefully he's not going, if you're a Cat fan, because he's an absolute jet. Makes you wonder how he was still in the waffle after all this time.
Been a few of them lately, hasn't it?
Steamatic, don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Our Steamatic standout is Tim Kelly. Benny.
Yeah, King, you a couple of highlights to end the night, and we might start with the Hamlin Hanger, MCG style round one. The man who described the MCG as a cereal bowl in the third quarter, Tom Atkins on debut, produced our Hamlin Hanger.
Steps around the man coming towards him inside bottom and then sends a beautiful ball into the path. Oh, Atkins! One hand, Hamlin Hanger contender. Nice grab on debut, and then he steps around Langdon.
He did step around Langdon. I think he might have kicked it to Joel Selwood, who kicked that goal, that really important goal in the third quarter. So Tommy Atkins getting involved. And our goal of the night came at the 22-minute mark of the final term with the game in the balance. The big number 26, who is just a new dad for the second time during the week, was able to snaffle what was the winning goal to give the Cats 4 points in round one.
The ball tapped into the pathway of Duncan to Kelly. Kelly has a look, gives a handball to Hawkins. Hawkins from 50, kicks a goal. Geelong are in front.
That's where they stayed.
Good stuff.
Might not have been his night, coach speak here, but it was his moment. And he took the moment, Kingy, and won the game. Snapping ball. I reckon he had a pretty quiet night at the Tomahawk. But when it was there to win, he grabbed the footy and he kicked it and he won the game for the Cats. And it's going to be a win that I reckon we'll reflect on as the year unfolds.
Third Cat to 500 goals behind Gary Ablett Sr. with 1,021 and Doug Wade with 834. Interesting story during the week. Gary Ablett Sr. was credited with another goal in his career. He had 1,030, and an eagle-eye footy fan was watching some old footage of him playing for Hawthorn back in the little stint there in about 1982 and was watching and goes, oh, he's only been credited with one goal and he's kicked two and took it to the AFL. The AFL looked at the vision and Cole Hutchinson's gone, you're right, you know.
Well done, Kingy, on that during the week. I'm glad you picked that up.
Been a busy week down the King House.
Wasn't me.
Rain Man was all over that, I reckon. He's watching his tapes.
It wasn't me.
By the end of next week, and I'll finish with the vision lift kick 2,000.
Get us out of here, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely going to get us out of here. But thank you to Momentum Energy, who are on board, of part of our footy tipping this year. $5,000 cash up for grabs. You can tip on the AFL plus the GFL and the BFL.
Geelong by 7 points, I'm tipping.
Yes, $1,000 for each competition winner, and if you nominate your local club in the GFL and the BFL, they'll get $1,000 as well. So head to krockfootball.com.au and hit the footy tipping tab. Thanks to Momentum Energy. Less hassle, more hustle, momentumenergy.com.au. That is us, done and dusted here from the MCG. Thank you to Laurie Hill, who's been in the road all evening, but really helping us out. Good
Thanks
to see you, Loz.
Hello, good to see you.
He just ordered a beer as well, one of them. Davey Collins into his 28th season.
Still grumpy.
And still grumpy.
Hurry up.
Oh, blackboard up there.
Hurry up. We're back tomorrow from midday, by the way. Melbourne and Port Adelaide, and then, of course, midday Sunday for Gold Coast and St Kilda at Marvel Stadium. Lauren Wood, good to see you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, boys. Always fun.
Good work, Loz. Your coverage of AFLW. Lee Brown, Darren Buick.
See you tomorrow.
TOC Cup season starts for you Sunday.
It does, down at Moorabbin.
Is it really?
We're down at Moorabbin.
I'm going to come and watch, just
see
up the road.
But see you tomorrow from Melbourne Port Adelaide.
Looking forward to that game.
The dim simmer to Brendan McCartney among our pre-game guests, and hopefully we're speaking with one of the Cats from tonight as well. Lee Brown, enjoy your weekend. Richmond and Collingwood here at the G. Benny, you and I are back here post-haste at midday tomorrow to call all the action.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and thanks to all our tweeters on the KFC Twitter.
Lots of Twitter action.
Had some fun on that. That was going berserk after the game.
Absolutely. And Darren Berry, good to see you back in form. Good to see you back in the country.
I can tell you it's good to be back. It was a tough week in old Karachi town. Read the Geelong Advertiser tomorrow, and I know you're a reader, Kingy. Just open the pages tomorrow. It was a great experience, but I tell you what, I'm very comfortable being back here calling the footy at the home of football. Had fun
cereal
tonight.
Bowl. Look forward to seeing you
the
round
two. The cereal bowl. See you next week, King.
7 points was the margin here at the MCG. The Cats getting it done over the Pies to start season 2019. And you heard it all on
K-Rock Footy.
And handball for Ablett. Ablett from 45. He loves his situation. Oh. And he kicks the goal of the night. Oh, he's approaching 35. But he makes the arousal levels just lift a notch. Towards the boundary. Oh, Elliott just worked his arms off the footy. Welcome back, Jamie Elliott. AFL footballers missed you as he kicks the goal of the day.
Duncan thumping long ball towards goal. I tell you what, it's a magnificent kick. It's the goal of the day. The first one of the evening goes to Mitch Duncan. He started up on the wing. Can Hawkins do the same with a goal?
He does.
Beautiful kick to Hawk.
Oh,
one for the baby. Rock
the baby.
He did rock the baby. Back to centre wing. Back to Moore again. He takes a Hamlin hanger.
There's a lot of his old man in that marking, isn't there?
Gee whiz. His old man was a ripper too.
Elliott starts it right. Works it back beautifully. He's got three. Arguably the most important man on the ground at the moment, Jamie Elliott, steps around the man coming towards him inside bottom and then sends a beautiful ball into the path. Oh, Atkins! One hand, Hamlin hanger contender. Nice grab on debut, and then he steps around Langdon. From Collingwood goal, it falls for Stewart. Handball, though, was taken by Treloar, who steps it over his shoulder for the goal of the night.
To go, he's going to be dangerous on the burst here. If it sits, it sits. Oh, he dropped it. It's set up for him. He muffed it. Second effort. Spun in the tackle. Stands up in the tackle and kicks it.
Rowan there, big fist out, controlled up his fist into the path of Parfitt! Parfitt into the open goal from 1 metre.
The ball tapped into the pathway of Duncan to Kelly. Kelly has a look, gives a handball to Hawkins. Hawkins from 50, kicks a goal. Geelong are in front. Thomas tried to rush one off the left boot fist from Taylor. Beams opens the door and kicks a goal. Back to all square, Parfitt. Chipping ball over the top. Cats win by 7 points, Kingy. They had 1,000 on that.
That's an outstanding win by Geelong. Well done. Who said they wouldn't win with four debutants? Enjoy the song, Cats.
The greatest team of all. We are Geelong. We're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.